The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Lots and lots on the agenda. And before I get to the things that I have to talk about, we have Mr. Al Foreman on the line. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. And how are you today?
I am doing very, very well. And I can ask the same of you. I hope you had a very easy fast yesterday and an excellent breaking of the fast.
Well, the fast went very well.
Excellent.
We had a big gathering at our house to help celebrate the breaking of the fast with our extended family, which was very, very nice. We had Adam was there with his three kids and his wife Rochelle, and my brother-in-law Howard, who we're going to have on the show at some point in the future. He's an orthopedic therapist with offices in Margate and in Davie, and I know we're going to enjoy speaking to him about different situations. And Kobe, who we've had on our show before with his wife and Paula's daughter, Elise, and their two kids, and my sister-in-law, Gwen, and my father-in-law, who used to work at the old Tunney's as a cashier.
I remember that.
Howie. And he's still going strong at 90. God bless him. So all in all, it was a very, very nice fast, a very satisfying fast, I should say.
Excellent.
And now we have Thursday. We're finished with the holiday, and we want to invite all of our listeners to come down to the Save-A-Lot store today at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate and get a free T-shirt. And, in fact, I am wearing mine today. It comes in either large or extra large, and they're going to be given away today free from 12 to 2. So if anybody would like to get a Save-A-Lot T-shirt, please stop on down today and pick up a large or an extra large. So we look forward to many people stopping by to pick up their free T-shirt. And I know tomorrow, Janet, you have a very, very special guest on the air with a great topic. And I think it's a topic that most people can easily understand and appreciate because it deals with our environment and some of the things that we do to our environment, and how we can improve it, and some of the different supplements that can help achieve good health for many, many years to come. So with that said, Janet, I want to let you know that we'll be listening here at the Save-A-Lot store in Margate to the show, and we look forward to hearing our guest tomorrow as well.
That's true. We're going to have a very interesting discussion. Interesting discussion from the perspective that there are environmentally sensitive corporations that are doing their best to be supportive for the health of the planet, in addition to providing sources, high quality sources for the herbs that we know do so much to improve our health.
For sure. Janet, we'll be listening. Have a great show, and we'll see you later on.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for calling, Al. And for everyone, I'm sure you know, but that was Mr. Al Foreman, and he is the founder of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, putting together an incredible team of knowledgeable staff in order to provide you with the very best service, the very best information, as well as the name Save-A-Lot would lead you to believe, the incredibly good prices. Incredibly good doesn't even begin to tell you how excellent the prices will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And so, just a reminder, free t-shirts today. So come on by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and pick up your free t-shirt and see the incredible progress that's being made toward moving progress toward the opening. Exciting stuff. Again, I am going to put my health and wellness discussion to the side just for a little bit and start with a political recommendation. Florida Solar Energy Advocates, they were able to get an amendment on the ballot, and what they are saying is advising us. Now, this is Florida Solar Energy Advocates, and they are making this recommendation in the Sierra Club newsletter, and it is suggesting that on November 8th, when we go to the polls, or if you're voting early, vote no on Amendment 1. And what is Amendment 1? Amendment 1 is essentially focused on protecting the utility company's monopoly on the energy markets. And so what you want to do is to support your ability to access customer-owned solar power. And Amendment 1 would put barriers in place that would penalize solar customers. So you want to, based on the recommendations from the Sierra Club and the Florida Solar Energy Advocates, you want to vote no on Election Day. And vote no on Amendment 1. And if anybody has any questions, you want to question me about that amendment, you can call 888-565-1470. That's the number to call here on here at the studio, WNN. And if you are just little concerned about asking your question on the air, one of the things you can do is call, ask your question, then hang up, and you don't even have to go on the air. So that's Sierra Club information. Free t-shirts today at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers on 441, just south of Sample Road, behind the Spirit Halloween store in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. It's on the west side of 441. And then tomorrow, I will be speaking with Shauna Wall, and she is the educator for the new chapter products, for new chapter, the education that she will be bringing to us has to do with the science behind turmeric and exactly how you want to have the curcumin extracted from the turmeric, as well as approaches for soil regeneration. So incredibly important information with regard to quality, how you can choose quality supplements. And there's so much disinformation in mainstream media that to educate yourself on your personal choices, very important. If you have heard that curcumin would be beneficial for you if, say, you have some sort of inflammatory issue, okay, well, curcumin has the ability to reduce inflammation, but you want quality curcumin, and I'm sure that there are some choices out there that might not necessarily bring to you the kind of quality that you're looking for, or the kind of quality necessary in order to achieve your health goals. So today, what I'm going to do is do a little bit of addition to the subject that I was talking about yesterday, which was menopause and headaches, and certainly menopause and migraine headaches. One of the things that I didn't talk about yesterday was brain fog. And I see on a pretty regular basis many women who are experiencing brain fog. Now, it tends to get a little bit more of an issue around menopause, but I see plenty of women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, who are experiencing brain fog. Very often, the brain fog does tend to be part of a whole PMS situation. So just before the onset of their monthly cycle, they may be experiencing mood changes as well as brain fog as well as physical discomfort. And so I just wanted to kind of focus on that for just a moment. The brain fog, what can you do about it? Oh, you've heard here about PQQ. PQQ actually has very well researched, scientifically validated ability to protect the cell membrane of brain cells, and that the mitochondria of those brain cells can be very vulnerable. PQQ helps to protect the mitochondria of your vulnerable brain cells. So something to think about. And then when you want to discuss brain fog as well as those physical issues, the physical discomfort prior to the onset of your period, well, how about borage oil? How about a combination of borage, flax, black currant seed oil, and evening primrose oil? I've found over the years, maybe borage oil doesn't necessarily work for everyone. Maybe black currant seed or evening primrose or flax. Not each individual one having the ability to overcome the symptoms. So when you are dealing with any of those premenstrual symptoms, if you're dealing with brain fog, think about a combination or trying one of those oils along with the PQQ. It's time for a break here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. We just heard from Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, and I'll be back with more after this. Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Just a reminder, this information is brought to you by the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, just a half mile south of Sample Road, in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. And if you're driving on 441 State Road 7 and you see Northwest 31st Street, you want to turn. If you're coming from the north, you want to turn right. If you're coming from the south, you want to turn left. And behind the Spirit Halloween store, you will see the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And today, if you go by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you will get a free t-shirt with the very interesting Save-A-Lot logo on it. So come on by, see the progress at the store. And then tomorrow, very, very special event tomorrow, kind of celebrating my conversation with Shauna Wall, and she is the educator for New Chapter. So we'll be talking about very quality-oriented discussion with regard to New Chapter products, and in particular, the turmeric. And turmeric being one of the base ingredient in a number of different anti-inflammatory approaches that New Chapter makes. So that's for tomorrow. But for today, some interesting news, very topical, because there have been just a little mention, not anything dramatic, but there was mention on the news and on different television shows about the use of calcium and how it could very well be problematic for your heart. So let me just go through that little routine about how calcium's good for you, right? Drink your milk, does the body good. Well, maybe not. Maybe calcium is just part of a whole cascade of specific nutrients that will maintain muscle, bones, teeth, circulation, blood vessels, all of that. So what the warning had to say was the calcium might deposit in the coronary arteries and create blockages. Well, let's take a look at that process. Okay, you're taking calcium. Maybe it was calcium carbonate, a very, very poorly absorbed form of calcium. So please, if you have calcium in your home and you have that product, go pick it off your shelf and take a look at the small print. Is it calcium carbonate? Maybe that calcium carbonate taken by itself is very poorly broken down and tends to accumulate where it is not wanted. Maybe if you have a formula that doesn't have vitamin D, that doesn't have an array of trace minerals, if the calcium is not amino acid chelated form of calcium, if you don't have the magnesium, if you don't have those other supportive nutrients, trace minerals in addition to the magnesium and vitamin D, you are at greater risk for improperly metabolizing that calcium, not being able to completely utilize it as a building block, so to speak, a building block for your bones and for your teeth, not able to utilize it as a proper support for highly functional muscles. So if you're dealing with inflammation, if possibly your insulin or your blood sugar happens to be a little high, maybe not dramatically high, but a little high, and that blood chemistry creating potentially inflammation on the interior of your blood vessels, and particularly the interior of the coronary arteries, what happens? The LDL cholesterol is attempting to act like a Band-Aid to cover over that inflammation so that it is able to heal. And after it's healed, the HDL comes along, breaks it down, brings it back to the liver, recycles it. Very efficient body, right? Okay, so the contributing factors to the inflammation never go away. That inflammation never stops. Consequently, the body is continually producing LDL cholesterol and attempting to cover over that wound. And essentially, that's what it is. A good description might be, oh, it's like a skinned knee. It's like a scratch. You don't really break the surface, but it's abraded. Okay. So here's the LDL. The LDL being really sticky and the calcium that isn't properly metabolized floating by in your bloodstream starts to stick to that LDL cholesterol. What do you have? You have plaque. So it is so very important for people to take a look at the quality of their calcium formulas to make sure that they are very high quality calcium formulas and to make sure that magnesium levels in their bodies are very well supported. You can get information about your calcium level by just a regular blood test, nothing special. And so one of the things that you can do, just your regular blood test, go and look on your blood test, and there is sodium, there is, many times there's magnesium, there's calcium, but the calcium range, 8.6 to 10.4. When I discuss calcium levels and calcium supplementation with my clients, I tell them you don't want your calcium level over 10. That tends to tell me that you have an excessive amount of calcium circulating in your blood, possibly improperly metabolized calcium that's going to deposit where you don't want it. Maybe it's going to deposit in your kidneys as kidney stones. Maybe it's going to be a contributing factor to cataracts. That's metabolic debris. That's what cataracts are. So you certainly do want to minimize that overabundance of calcium in your bloodstream. I tell people that if your calcium level in two tests is under 9, then a high quality calcium supplement would be a reasonable choice. However, what you really want to be identifying in your blood test, vitamin D. What should your vitamin D level be? Let's say between 70 and 80. And again, you can ask your physician to make sure that vitamin D is checked in your blood test, whether you're going every 3 months, every 6 months, once a year, whatever that schedule might be, you want to have a vitamin D level between 70 and 80. For people who have had some immune challenges, you probably want to go closer to 100 with your vitamin D level. And taking 400 IUs, taking 1,000 IUs for many people just doesn't do the job. And particularly at this time of the year when we are coming into the season where colds and flus are around us from every different side, the kids coming home from school bringing whatever viruses with them, the travelers who are coming to South Florida to enjoy our fabulously wonderful weather, those people might be bringing some unusual viruses along with them, and the vitamin D status in your body will help protect you from succumbing to an illness caused by those viruses. So you want your vitamin D level in the 9s. If it's under 9, you want to supplement with something to get it up into an advantageous range, 70 to 80. If your calcium level is, I misspoke. If your calcium level is under 9, you want to certainly use a calcium supplement, but make sure you have a chelated version. In your blood work, you want to very much test your magnesium level. Your serum magnesium level test is not sufficient. So if your magnesium test comes back just on a regular blood test and it's right under calcium and it doesn't say anything about red blood cell magnesium, if it doesn't say RBC magnesium, then you very much want to retest, make sure that the test is red blood cell magnesium level, RBC. And what happens when you have optimized red blood cell magnesium levels, you're able to metabolize the calcium more efficiently, more correctly. You get where you want to go, minimizing the possibility that calcium is depositing in your joints, also known as arthritis. You want to break down that calcium, and you can do that with proper hydration, possibly with reverse osmosis or distilled water, with the proper balancing nutrients such as magnesium and vitamin D. So many different approaches that you can use to minimize problems and supplement correctly. And one of the things that I will be doing in my palatial office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers in Margate will be reviewing people's blood work and going through step-by-step all of the different results and telling them, well, we're seeing possibly this developing. And it's very helpful if people bring in two, possibly even three, blood test results, and those blood test results very much show a pattern. And some of the patterns are very supportive, some of the patterns not necessarily so supportive. So you can bring your blood test in to me in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and I will be able to show you where attention is needed. Either certain results are too low and there's a pattern developing, or certain results are too high and there's a pattern developing, and what you can do about it from a dietary perspective, how to choose your foods to support that overall good health, and as an individual, figure out where you need support from the supplemental aspect. Okay, we are about to take a break here on Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'll be right back with more information, some interesting discussions, so stay tuned.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We did have a caller who wanted a little repeat of the information I had with regard to Amendment 1. This is information from the Sierra Club and specifically from Florida Solar Energy Advocates. So on the ballot in November is Amendment 1. And Amendment 1 would minimize the ability to have solar power developed correctly, and it would also keep Floridians kind of removed. It would put up barriers penalizing solar customers. So if you want to protect your access, your right to access. Vote no on Amendment 1 when you go to vote. And I know that early voting has started here in Florida. Amendment 1 misleads Florida voters by promising rights and protections that Florida citizens already have. Very interesting how some of these political machinations are misleading the voters. So you, when you see that it's an amendment with regard to solar power, you might think, I'm for solar power. I would like to access solar power. And it's kind of counterintuitive to vote no on Amendment 1. But voting no on Amendment 1 protects your rights and allows you the continued potential to access solar power without it, that access being interfered with by the public utilities. So vote no on Amendment 1. That's a recommendation from Florida Solar Energy Advocates and the Sierra Club. Okay, a reminder, you can find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center just south of Sample Road, and it is a half mile south of Sample Road on 441, also known as State Road 7. You're looking for Northwest 31st Street, and you are looking for the PennDOT Shopping Center. So you will be able to see the Spirit Halloween store right there on the corner of 31st Street and 441. You want to turn there, go into the PennDOT Center, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is at the very south end of the PennDOT Shopping Center. And today, if you go by and see the progress, the construction progress at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you can get a free t-shirt with the very interesting Save-A-Lot logo on it. And I believe the Save-A-Lot logo does talk about EDLP, everyday low pricing. So you don't have to wait for sales. You're able to budget for your groceries and for your supplements very well, because you can expect to find exceptionally low prices every single day at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, a little bit of information. High blood pressure raises the risk of cognitive decline, raises the risk for dementia. This is very interesting, because if you are dealing with untreated high blood pressure, and keep in mind the discussion that I just had about the calcium and the magnesium plays a role with regard to this high blood pressure risk. Calcium makes your blood vessels contract. Magnesium makes your blood vessels relax. What's going to lower your blood pressure? Magnesium. You're going to be able to have relaxed blood vessels, lower blood pressure. So why is this? Why do we have this issue that high blood pressure may very well be a contributing factor to cognitive decline and dementia? And the conclusion was reached after a study that was published in the journal Hypertension. 75 million adults have high blood pressure in the United States, and the complications of high blood pressure include stroke and heart attack and heart failure, and there is strong evidence about that hypertension contributing to cognitive decline. Why? You're not getting the circulation to your brain that your body needs, that your brain needs. So it is vascular cognitive impairment, vascular dementia. So a decline in brain function, because you're not getting the blood flow that you need to your brain. And they're saying, according to the Alzheimer's Association, that vascular dementia is the most common cause of dementia, accounting for about 10% of all different cases. So it is very important for you to pay attention to your blood pressure. Now, it's so interesting because as you age, you're expected to have higher blood pressure. The pharmaceutical companies knew that 70 years ago. With an aging population, we can sell a lot of blood pressure drugs. Keep in mind, you need to be very well aware of the negatives associated with those drugs. So always pay attention to the side effects. I can't tell you how many counseling clients I have who come to me and they're so fatigued. They can barely lift their hands. They can barely keep their heads up. They are dealing with such fatigue. So what do I review? All right, what pharmaceuticals do you use? And very often they'll tell me more than one blood pressure lowering drug. And when you investigate those drugs, unfortunately, so often you see fatigue and weakness as side effects for those drugs. So what can you do to make sure as an aging American that you are not going to be prescribed one of those drugs? Make sure that you're properly hydrated. Make sure that your red blood magnesium level is very well supported. Make sure that you are using some high quality oils. It could be olive oil. It could be coconut oil. Certainly, I'm an incredibly outspoken fan of fish oil, particularly DHA, the DHA being specifically associated with maintenance of brain cells. So if you want to minimize that possibility that your brain efficiency decline is not part of your blood pressure spectrum, pay attention. Have your blood pressure checked on a pretty regular basis. If you're checking it yourself, like going into the drugstore where they have one of those machines, or going into Publix and checking your blood pressure, you make sure that you sit in place for at least 5 minutes, preferably 10 minutes, before you take your blood pressure. Then you want to make sure that you're using the same machine time and time and time again in order to create a diary. And it's that over a period of time spectrum of blood pressure readings that actually gives you insight into where you need to direct your supplements, where you need to direct your dietary choices and so on. Okay. Now, here's my favorite little blurb that I talk to my clients about all the time. Your doctor told you to avoid salt. And he probably shook his finger at you and said, low salt diet. Well, the truth of the matter is, he most likely didn't say anything about sugar. He didn't say anything about high glycemic food choices, and he didn't say anything about artificial sweeteners. Now, I'm not as certain about the artificial sweeteners as I am about the sugar and high glycemic food choices, but it's the sugar that for many, many people does raise your blood pressure. So, for certain people who are truly very sensitive to salt, yes, you need to be cautious about the sodium intake as well. So salt and sugar, salt and sugar, salt and sugar, white flour, salt, sugar, and white flour. Those are the bad, bad choices with regard to keeping your blood pressure elevated into an area that is not good for blood circulation to the brain. Okay. those people on a low-salt diet, you're being very cautious, you're paying very close attention to what the doctor said, you don't have salt in any of the processed foods, you very carefully read the labels, you stay away from canned soups, which are notoriously high in sodium, and so your sodium-potassium ratio might be significantly unbalanced, and that is another contributing factor to why your energy is in the basement. Sodium and potassium are critically important with regard to feeling energetic. Now, you want them in proper range, each individual one, the sodium and the potassium, but you also want them in proper ratio. So if your sodium is in the middle of the range, then your potassium should be in the middle of the range. If you are taking a diuretic version or a combination blood pressure lowering diuretic medication, you may be very low not only in the sodium and the potassium, and that's contributing to your fatigue, but you may be very low in your mineral status across the board because of that diuretic. So there are so many different little details that people need to be very aware of. Now, I believe that the medical community has very much lowered the standards for blood pressure readings. And so I believe that like the goal would be 120 over 70. If it were 110 over 65, your doctor would be even more pleased with those results of his pharmaceutical approach to keeping your blood pressure where you need it to protect yourself from stroke, heart attack, and so on. But the patient feels terrible. The doctor is very happy, but the patient feels terrible. And I'm going to say as individuals age, the need for a little bit higher blood pressure, in my opinion, is very well established in order to maintain energy and just a metabolic rate. So exercise is going to be critically important. Hydration is going to be so important. There are so many different aspects, and we have to find the blood pressure that is acceptable, the mineral content circulating in your body that is supportive of good health and acceptable, as well as the blood pressure at which that person feels well. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. When we come back, more information to support your good health. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'm Janet Cimarelli. And hopefully the areas of discussion that I've chosen today have been meaningful for you. And certainly, if you have any ideas about discussion topics, areas that you would like investigated, certainly email me. You can reach me, Janet, J-A-N-E-T, the letter C, 920@comcast.net. So let me know you're listening. Let me know what you want to hear about. One of the things that I'm going to talk about now is ADHD. And keep in mind, when I talk about ADHD, I'm not talking about your kids. I'm talking about you. How many adults do you know who have great deal of difficulty sitting still and focusing? So interesting that the research is saying that mothers who took vitamin D during pregnancy and had high levels of vitamin D in umbilical blood, those babies and children, the children at 2.5, had far fewer symptoms of ADHD. And this was published in the Australia and New Zealand Journal of Psychiatry. So for each additional increase in vitamin D concentration in umbilical blood, the risk of being in a high score of ADHD symptom scale fell by more than 10%. And this was determined from a study of over 1,200 children. So amazing that something as insignificant, inexpensive as vitamin D can have such a significant impact on our bone density, on our immune system, on our brain chemistry, on our hormones. It's amazing. So if you haven't had your vitamin D levels checked, if you know that you are under 50 with your vitamin D level, you certainly want to support your vitamin D with a high quality D3 supplement. It's so amazing because sometimes when people come to see me, they are very concerned about their vitamin D level, and they were shown to have, let's say, a vitamin D level of 17, and their doctors were concerned, and they gave them a 50,000 IU prescription for one time a week. And very often, unfortunately, instead of it being D3, it was D2. D2 being the synthetic version of vitamin D and will not have as supportive and beneficial effect on your body, on your metabolism, on your brain chemistry and immune system as a high quality natural source vitamin D3. So important to keep in mind that here's this kind of insignificant little supplement that you can take, and it does so much, and it's so reasonably priced. So as soon as the Save a Lot Nutrition Center opens the end of November, and you will be able to get vitamin D3 from a variety of different sources. So well priced. Everyone can afford to be supporting their immune systems with the vitamin D3. Okay, so what else can I talk about? Medical errors. I recently had a personal situation where I was able to view, I don't want to say incompetence. What I want to say is distraction caused by technology, failure of healthcare practitioners to communicate. There were any number of reasons why medical errors are now causing 250,000 deaths a year. It is the third leading cause of death. And in 1999, the study showed that it was 98,000 deaths from medical errors. Now, the National Academy of Medicine has restudied the issue and come up with this figure, 250,000 people dying every year. Okay, so a professor of surgery at Johns Hopkins, Dr. Martin McCary, says that this number includes mistakes by doctors and then also systemic breakdown with regard to communication, and that people are dying from the care that they're getting rather than from the disease that they've been diagnosed with. And it's interesting because the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention doesn't require hospital error reporting. So it's really difficult to get accurate statistics about hospital deaths that may be caused by medical errors. Interesting. Keeping in mind that the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention is not a government agency. It is a private corporation. Might they have an underlying reason for failing to report statistics about medical error deaths? Kind of like they have the same kind of situation where they don't report accurately the number of deaths from influenza every year. So somebody who has pneumonia, someone who has a number of different respiratory issues, someone who has systemic inflammation and fever, a variety of different symptoms that they may be presenting with, and the death certificate reads influenza virus caused the person's death. Maybe, maybe not, but we're not getting accurate statistical information from the CDC. So what does that leave you with? It leaves you with the importance of supporting your own immune system so that you are never in a position where you are receiving care that might be less than quality care. You should be, as I mentioned before, considering monitoring your vitamin D levels and get that between 70 and 80. If you're an immune-compromised individual, if you have skin issues, if you have systemic inflammatory issues, you might want your vitamin D levels to be a little bit higher than that, right around 100. And for all of those people who want to be protecting themselves, consider chiolic formulas. Chiolic garlic is a specific extract of garlic that is very focused on supporting your immune system. So the garlic does that, but chiolic also has an immune formula, very supportive of allowing your body to fight off whatever pathogen you might be exposed to. Natural Factors has anti-V. Protect yourself with that. Maybe one a day. If you start to feel as though you're getting sick, maybe you want to take multiple doses of anti-V over the course of the day. Maybe you want to dramatically increase your vitamin D for intake for 3 or 4 days until the threat of becoming ill from a virus or bacteria has passed. Maybe you want to be addressing the chemistry of your digestive system. Where does your immune response originate? In your gut. if you don't have the proper balance of bacteria in your lower digestive tract, the ability of your immune system to respond to threats is suppressed. Stay away from sugar. It suppresses your immune system, making sure that when you look at the profile of components in your probiotic formula, that there is Plantarum. Remember, because I'm almost out of time, that today's the free t-shirt giveaway at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. And I will be back tomorrow with my very special guest, Shauna Wall, and we'll be talking about turmeric as well as soil regeneration. She is the educator for New Chapter. Going to be an excellent, excellent conversation tomorrow. To all of your listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.